It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. A prominent anti-violence activist was found guilty of murder Monday, CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
Prosecutors said that Lumumba Sayers Sr. left a peace rally in 2024, drove to a family water park in Commerce City, and shot Malcolm Watson to death. Prosecutors said that Sayers believed Watson was responsible for his son's murder a year earlier. Jurors found Sayers guilty of second-degree murder and tampering with evidence. Sayers founded an anti-violence, anti-gang nonprofit in Denver, and he was paid hundreds of thousands in tax dollars to work with at-risk youth. A CPR News investigation found that Sayers attempted to seal his prior criminal record to obtain government grants. His sentencing is scheduled for July. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The Indigenous Data Sovereignty Movement is gaining steam with the growth of AI. Indigenous members from across the world recently gathered in Tucson, Arizona to discuss how to keep control of their data. That includes Bert Dillaba, who's with an organization trying to do just that.
It was less like introducing this new concept to people and more like, we know what's going on. Here's some ideas. Let's get down to work, do something.
Ideas include having tribal nations create policies to govern data access and prevent exploitation. Dillaba says this often happens when the federal government or universities want to collect genetic data about tribes. The body of a missing hunter in Chaffee County was found over the weekend. The sheriff's office says the body of Caden Seitz was found about a mile and a half from where authorities located his truck. The 27-year-old from Salida was reportedly hunting turkey on Mount Shavano when authorities say he went missing. Seitz had been missing for more than a week. Authorities do not suspect foul play. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:06.